WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday, June 5th, Primary Day 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
More showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast. That could continue as we push towards the weekend, with weed likely to be made legal soon in New Jersey. Lawmakers debate expunging the records of those arrested for marijuana use. The Eagles banned from the White House in a dispute over the national anthem. Governor Murphy orders his cabinet to prepare for a government shutdown as he digs in on his demand for tax hikes. In sports, the Yanks split a doubleheader with the Tigers. Washington takes a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Details of our top stories coming up. In the minutes ahead, we begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, are we ever going to have a rain-free day?
Yes, we have a couple of them on the way. In fact, it's just today is the big hiccup in this forecast. Obviously, it's been a very rainy spring so far, and that will continue with some showers and thunderstorms picking up later today. Models suggest that we could see a shower in North Jersey this morning, but it's really this afternoon into this evening that we'll be watching for a quick round of rain, no more than an hour or two. Looking good this morning and feeling good, too. Clear skies, temperatures mostly in the 50s. It'll be breezy and mild today with highs in the mid-70s, becoming partly sunny this afternoon again with that quick round of showers and storms. Showers will exit the coast tonight, and then it'll be partly cloudy and comfortable, lows in the upper 50s. Partly to mostly cloudy for tomorrow, and a little bit cooler as a result. We'll only make upper 60s or so. There could be a few raindrops in North Jersey, hardly even worth mentioning, though. And then Thursday looks nice and dry with a pleasant mix of sun and clouds. We'll see high temperatures back into the lower 70s on Thursday, still a little bit below normal for this time of year. Right now, Egg Harbor Township 56, Irvington 57, and South River 53.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. If recreational marijuana becomes legal in New Jersey, which could happen in the coming weeks, what about the hundreds of thousands who have criminal records because they were busted for smoking pot? Well, that was a topic of discussion during a special hearing in Trenton, but it does not seem to provide any easy answers.
Amol Sinha of the ACLU of New Jersey told members of the Assembly Judiciary Committee, as soon as weed is legalized in the Garden State, we need to institute a program to wipe clean the records of pot smokers, because this kind of conviction makes it extremely difficult for anyone to get a job.
90% of these arrests are of everyday people for small amounts of marijuana possession.
He also said blacks in Jersey are much more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites, so expungements are a matter of racial, social, and economic justice. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather, very pleasant this morning. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s, and we'll see sunshine around this morning and a partly sunny afternoon, but a quick round of showers and thunderstorms are likely. High temperatures will settle into the mid-70s today. Showers will exit the coast tonight, and a decent day tomorrow, but still the chance of an isolated shower. We'll have more as we get closer to the weekend coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Wide-ranging reaction after the Eagles were disinvited to the White House to celebrate the Super Bowl victory. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Jersey Radio.
I'm telling you, you speak with common sense.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Comfortable this morning. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. 70s will do it for the high today. Sunshine around for most of the day, but a shower or thunderstorm is likely later in the afternoon. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. So the Eagles continue preparations today to defend their Super Bowl title. Instead of traveling to the White House, President Trump disinvited them due to an ongoing dispute over the national anthem. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
Well, Eric, emotions over the anthem issue are running so high that two-time Giants Super Bowl winner Carl Banks, who still lives in New Jersey, stepped across the battle lines of the Eagles-Giants rivalry to tweet last night that the NFL needs to take its bleeping game back. Fan reaction, even in Philly, is mixed.
Just because players don't want to go, there are other players who did want to go.
It's wrong to cancel it.
A lot of them probably weren't going to go anyway.
The Eagles organization did not respond directly to being shut out, cryptically saying they're grateful for all the support they have received. Wide out Torrey Smith, who after the Super Bowl was traded to Carolina, says President Trump is spreading a false narrative that NFL players are anti-military. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Governor Murphy has ordered his cabinet to prepare for a government shutdown. Murphy is demanding close to $2 billion in new and expanded tax hikes to pay for a progressive agenda he vows will grow New Jersey's economy. But fellow Democrats worry it will make New Jersey even more unaffordable and them vulnerable on Election Day in a couple of years. A deal does not seem likely before the end of the month. Imagine passing your driver's test for the first time and going to get your license, only to find out the Motor Vehicle Commission can't print it because their computers are down. That's what happened to at least one Jersey resident during an outage from Saturday, stretching into Monday.
A New Jersey 101.5 listener says her daughter was ready to get on the road, but the MVC wasn't ready for her. People could still complete tasks on the department's website over the weekend, but any in-person errands were put on hold until MVC computers came back online Monday afternoon. State Senator Sam Thompson calls the situation disheartening. He says that if the MVC can't perform regular functions, there's no way it will be able to automatically register voters as part of a new law. The weekend's outage was the latest of several to occur in the past year, though the MVC claims they're replacing the outdated system. Daniela Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Major changes to the Miss America pageant are due to be announced this morning. New chair Gretchen Carlson is expected to reveal how the pageant will be run this year and is promising a big surprise. Carlson came in after the former CEO was sacked due to sexist and disparaging remarks he made about past winners. The problem keeps getting worse and worse. The numbers are unbelievable. More than 4 billion robocalls received by residents in New Jersey and across the country last month. And nobody seems to be doing anything about it.
Ian Barlow of the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call program says whenever you get one of those maddening automated robocalls, don't waste your time screaming or swearing at the phone.
We recommend hanging up immediately. There's no need to engage with people who are violating the law.
He also recommends filing a complaint at donotcall.gov.
The more complaints we get and the better data we get, the more complete information, the better we can target the worst bad actors and really make our law enforcement efforts efficient.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Another New Jersey heroin dealer has been charged with murder for giving a 26-year-old Pemberton woman the fentanyl-laced heroin that killed her. Police say 32-year-old Sharon McGuigan sold the drugs to the victim shortly before she was found dead by her relatives last month. With an expanded list of eligible conditions and the registration fee cut in half, New Jersey has seen a massive uptick in participation in the medical marijuana program. 4,000 new patients over the last couple of months alone. The increased demand is resulting in some delays or changes at the state's dispensaries.
The patient load has increased between 30 and 50% at Compassionate Care Foundation in Egg Harbor Township, according to Chairman David Knowlton. To allow their growing operations to catch up with demand, the dispensary has had to restrict the dosage for the most popular strains of medical weed.
If we keep growing at this rate, we'll run out of capacity.
The facility has a proposal before the state to expand its growing capacity in another town. As part of its overhaul of the medical marijuana program, the state is letting dispensaries apply to open satellite locations. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A missing Army veteran suffering from PTSD has been found safe after walking more than 30 miles in 3 days. His daughter says she hopes her dad will now get help. Thomas Pudge Schlini told his wife he would be home from work shortly on Friday night, but he never showed up, apparently walking 30 miles to Orange County, New York. Meanwhile, the search continues this morning for a 15-year-old girl last seen over the weekend at her home in Haddon Township. We've got a full description of Cindy Hernandez at NJ1015.com. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. We have temperatures that are comfortably in the 50s this morning. Highs in the 70s, plenty of sunshine around this morning, but we might see some stormy weather later this afternoon. And Dan will have more on that, an extended look at the forecast, then a recap of our top stories next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, to talk about weather week ahead. Dan, we will see some sun, right?
That's right, and we saw some sun yesterday and just a couple of sprinkles that popped up in the afternoon. My assertion yesterday morning was that this week looks more bright than wet, and I will absolutely stand to that. As the sun comes up this morning, sunrise is at about 5:30. So coming up in the next 15 minutes, we'll see plenty of it this morning, just some fair weather clouds filtering in this afternoon. Temperatures now in the 50s. It'll be breezy and mild today, highs in the mid-70s. That'll make for a nice late spring day. The only wrinkle is a quick round of showers and thunderstorms that'll become likely, mainly this afternoon into this evening. There could be a little shower activity in North Jersey this morning. But here's the thing. Our atmosphere is pretty dry and really not that conducive to rain. I'm a little concerned that the models are pushing out a stronger thunderstorm, mainly over South Jersey, into the evening commute hours. So it's worth watching. I don't know that you need the umbrella necessarily. It's just going to rain for an hour or two at the most. But that's the most exciting thing in this forecast here is our quick round of showers and storms today. Showers exit the coast tonight. It'll be partly cloudy and comfortable overnight with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, it looks a little gray, partly to mostly cloudy, and a little bit cooler as a result. Highs upper 60s. There could be a few raindrops in North Jersey only tomorrow, but it's hardly even worth mentioning. Thursday looks good. Sun and clouds, dry, highs lower 70s. And then we're warming up and getting more humid on Friday, mostly in the 80s away from the coast. Increasing clouds leading to some rain moving in late day Friday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, with weed likely to become legal for recreational use in New Jersey in the weeks ahead, lawmakers are debating whether to expunge the records of those arrested for weed offenses. Governor Murphy orders his cabinet to prepare for a government shutdown as he continues to demand billions in tax hikes. In sports, Yanks split a doubleheader with the Tigers. Washington takes a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. And the White House cancels the Super Bowl champs Eagles visit today. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Looking and feeling good out there this morning. 50s, clear skies now. It'll be partly sunny later on. Breezy and mild today. Highs in the mid-70s. The only hiccup, a quick round of showers and thunderstorms will become likely, especially from this afternoon into this evening. New Jersey First News time, still 5:19.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. We have temperatures that are starting out this morning in the 50s. It is comfortably cool this morning, and that humidity is very low. We will see the sunshine around this morning and through most of the afternoon, but there is still the possibility that we could see a shower or thunderstorm pop up at some point later today. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a minute. If the weather ever really does realize it's June, you'll eventually want to get outside and enjoy our 130 miles of ocean coastline. Towns down the shore like to keep things fresh and exciting, and we picked a few new features you may want to check out before summer ends.
With its 50th season in business, Maury's Piers in Wildwood welcomes two new rides, a beach bar and a beer garden. Blocks north, says Ken Schlager with New Jersey Monthly, the once-vacant Seaport Pier has found a purpose.
And that's going to have a little bit more of an upscale feel to it. It's going to have a coffee bar, a restaurant, a swim club.
Destroyed by Sandy in 2012, the beach bar is returning to the southern end of the Seaside Heights Boardwalk. Phase one this summer being kiosks and a pop-up bar. On June 28th, two brand new casinos open oceanfront in Atlantic City. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Meanwhile, the legislature is in position to vote as soon as Thursday to give final approval to a bill restricting smoking on all New Jersey beaches. Assemblyman Vince Mazzio says many towns have adopted local bans. It's time for a uniform law across the state.
And I think it'll be for the benefit, for the health and welfare of the residents of the state of New Jersey.
The bill wouldn't impose a total ban. Towns and counties could designate 15% of a beach as a smoking area. It would take effect about 6 months after being enacted. Embattled U.S. Senator Bob Menendez and Republican challenger Bob Hugin are already lobbing attacks at each other. But before the general election campaign is cemented, they have to win their party's primaries today. Polls open in about 30 minutes. They'll be open until 8 o'clock for the state's Democratic and Republican voters in Senate and U.S. House races. On the House side, Democratic incumbents have challengers in three races. Republican Leonard Lance is the only member of the GOP with a challenger. Two Republican incumbents are retiring from Congress. For years, California has been sidelined on the national political fringe, and now the state is lurching to the center of the fight for control of Congress. No state will be more consequential in the success or failure of a prospective blue wave this fall, but before then, Democrats have to avoid self-inflicted wounds in California's so-called jungle primaries with a swarm of ambitious candidates who could end up cannibalizing their own party's chances at the ballot. Pro sports leagues came looking for money as well as information as New Jersey advanced towards making sports betting legal at racetracks and casinos. Lawmakers came ready to smack them down.
Brian Seely, who heads investigations and security for Major League Baseball, says the state ought to give leagues access to betting information and require regulators to cooperate with them. But Assemblyman Ralph Caputo pushed back angrily at the idea of giving the leagues a cut of the money.
Part of my job is to protect the fans of baseball in this state. And I need tools to do that.
You guys are in it to make money. You're not interested in protecting anybody. This is hypocrisy to the fullest extent. This is ridiculous.
New Jersey spent $9 million in a seven-year courtroom fight to legalize sports betting. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. We might have a little rain in the forecast today, but otherwise it'll be pleasant. Dan has the full forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also coming up at 530. If you've been convicted of a weed crime, you may get your record expunged. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528, as we update business news this morning. Stocks rose for a second consecutive day in New York, with tech companies, retailers, and household goods all in the lead. Indexes of tech companies and smaller, more U.S.-focused companies both hit all-time highs. World markets have been trending higher. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Dennis and Judy.
Do you hope that anybody likes us as much as we like each other?
Pray.
Like you said, even one person, I'd be okay with it.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
We're on the train to Stupidville.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ101.5.com.